Ever wonder what the e-payoff is other than increased name recognition for those companies that pay millions of dollars to put their name on a sports facility such as O.co Coliseum in Oakland or Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara? There's some new research out that has found those companies and their investors can reap rewards or suffer losses depending upon the outcome of the high-interest games in those stadiums. For a closer look at that, we turn to the KCBS Newsline and University of Connecticut School of Business Associate Professor of Finance, Asaf Eisendorfer. Thanks very much for joining us this morning. So this must be connected not only with just visually seeing the name of the company, but how well the team performs.
Yes, absolutely. We find that the outcome of the NFL games, of important games, affect the market value of the sponsor stadium.
Okay, tell us. How much does it affect it?
Yeah, take Monday night games, for example. Very important, very high-interest games. If the team wins a Monday night game, in the next trading day, the sponsor earns a return that is about 0.5% higher than if the team were losing. For playoff games, the effect is even greater. It's about 0.8% is the difference between winning and losing.
Okay, and so you looked only at football, is that correct?
Yes. Actually, this is very interesting. We focus on football because first, football, NFL is by far the most popular sport in the U.S. I can throw many numbers here, but let me just choose this one. Take fall of 2013, a couple of years ago. 34 out of the 35 most watched TV shows were NFL games. Among all shows, not just sports shows, I think the only one that was not an NFL game was the Emmy Awards or something. And secondly, and this is very important to our study, is that what is unique about the NFL is that the importance of every game is much higher comparing to the other sports. First, the NFL season is very short, 16 games, comparing to at least 82 games in the other sports. And the playoff games are based on one game series, so every game is very important, comparing to a 7 or 5 game series in the other sports. So the importance of the games, the high popularity, gave us huge, good background to test our theory.
Hmm. Okay, so these companies that do buy the rights to name the stadiums, they pay millions and millions of dollars. So in your research, did you find that it actually is a good return on that investment?
Yes. We did not look at the overall return of the acquiring naming rights. We're sure, and there was some study that showed that this is a good investment for the company. But what we find within this big adventure of the high exposure and the sub deals and all of the connection between the team and the sponsor, we found that if the company is public, if we can trade its stock price, then there is immediate effect. The stock price of the company is sensitive to what's going on the field. And this is the main finding of our study.
Okay. And did it matter whether it was a phone company like AT&T Park that we have here or Levi's Stadium, a clothing company or a beer company? Does it matter who the sponsorship company is?
And no, it's across the board. It not only that it doesn't matter of the type of the company, it also doesn't matter of the media size of the team. It happens in big markets like Oakland, but it happens also in small markets where the fans may be more loyal and generational. So it's across the board. It happens for almost all firms and all type of companies.
All right. So the bottom line is it's good for the bottom line.
It's good if the team is winning, because maybe 0.5% doesn't sound big for one day, but if you think that these companies are very big, we're talking about the largest companies in the U.S., AT&T, MetLife. So think about companies worth $10, $20 billion. 0.5% a day can be tens of millions of dollars and more than that, and this can cover by far their annual investment in the stadium every year.
Right,
so it's good for the companies if the team is performing very well. Not so good if the team is losing.
All right, very good. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. That is Asaf Eisendorfer.